I believe it is of paramount importance to make connections with those in need.
I believe that there are second chances in life.
I believe in living life without shame.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Seasoned Rhode Islanders know that Roger Williams' legacy runs deep. His remarkably insightful 17th century sentiments about religious freedom, oppression, and tolerance seem especially relevant today, several centuries later. There's no doubt that Williams' place in the Ocean State's history is woven inextricably into our fabric. And as Mike Fink notes in this encore essay, Roger Williams lives in our hearts as well.
I was born just a wicker stroller's short trek from Roger Williams Park, with its statues and its stuffed birds, and live birds in the aviary, the brilliant plumage gone albino. We moved to the east side, and then so did the bones of our founder, Roger Williams. On the 300th anniversary of his creation of Providence, his heirs, both literal and figurative, put up that WPA-era sculpture at Prospect Park of Roger blessing the town. Roger seemed to have stepped out of his canoe into everybody's neighborhood, dug his well and greeted the native Narragansetts and the rest of us, and said, "What cheer, Netop?" pretty much everywhere. Hello, friend. I grew up with the name and legacy of Roger Williams, and even went to school with a girl who claimed to be a direct descendant. They called her Dazzle. But it was only when I left town and came back that I grasped the wonder of Roger's spirit. I put my hands on the very book he had written on thick yellow paper, A Bloody Tenant, at the John Carter Brown Library on the Brown University campus. At the Memorial National Park on North Main Street, I studied his life in the colony. He used to row around the bay, preaching freedom and liberty of the mind to those troubled in conscience. I believe that in some strange way, Roger Williams' life has seeped into my life. I love to row and paddle among our rivers and streams and to talk about my beliefs. His point, as a preacher and a teacher, was never to coerce or convince by force, but to converse. Having escaped from the great realms of Massachusetts, he welcomed other fugitives from injustice and intolerance. I love my work and play at RISD, our school of design, because art likewise demands liberty of soul, and artists and poets are also troubled in conscience. My favorite painting in our museum is just a small depiction. Roger Williams sharing a peace pipe with the Indians on the banks of the cove at which his boat is anchored. And there is a bird on the wrist of the sachem. Curators insist it's only a Caribbean icon, but for me it stands for goodwill, not only among peoples, but also species. That's my roadie motto and creed, What Cheer, Netop, for the birds, for the trees. They say Roger's body was absorbed by an apple tree, and that's a glorious legend I celebrate along with everything else about my mentor. You too can find Roger at the World War II Memorial, just a few footsteps from the Roger Williams homestead, on the contemplative benches surrounding the Victory Arcade. The words freedom of speech and freedom of religion, they are the contributions of Roger Williams to the ideals we fought for. Or at Prospect Park, the outstretched hand blessing the town, even though the fingers have been maimed by vandals and not yet replaced by my students at Rhode Island School of Design.
Mike Fink is an English professor at the Rhode Island School of Design. He has produced columns in a wide range of local and national magazines and earned the Providence Journal's Metcalf Award and the National Conference for Community Justice Award, as well as the Never Again Award for Journalism. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.